Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Friday of Memorial Day weekend is on for What's on Your Mind. How are you? Glad to have you aboard the program we call What's on Your Mind. Two-thirds of Americans in a new Rasmussen poll say the media is the enemy of the people. What media do you think are the enemy of the people? What media do you trust? Question I have for you today on the program. Call us at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Two-thirds of Americans think the media is the enemy of the people. As a lifelong radio guy, that makes me sick to know what some of these partisan hacks have done to the reputation of media. It's unbelievable. It's in tatters. Enemy of the people by two-thirds of Americans. Which media do you put in the enemy of the people category, and which do you trust? I'd like to know that. You can also text us, 701-237-1590, but we love it when you call. We're at PetroServe USA today, Harwood location. So right off of the Harwood exit on I-29, just north of Fargo, beautiful location at PetroServe USA, and we're having a blast. Going to be here for the next 2 hours, and I have a fistful of $20 gift cards, and I mean a lot of them. And they could be yours. It's like slapping a cool 20 in your hand to fill up and take a little bite off the fill at the pump here when you come on up to the PetroServe USA. So that's reason enough to divert to Harwood. Or if you're traveling I-29, come on over and say hello. And they have some great food specials here. A lot of great lunch specials. This is the place. So we also have some flag swag. We have some hats here for you to stop by and pick up. And if you tell us I stand for the flag, that's all you got to do. Come tell me, I stand for the flag. $20 gift card from PetroServe USA, free car wash, and a flag hat. You get the trifecta by coming in to see us at the Harwood location of PetroServe USA. So I encourage you to come on by. Love to see you. Just say hi and slap a hand. There already had a bunch of listeners coming in here while we were setting up. Truckers listening and folks just so thankful for the flag, and we really appreciate that. Always enjoy an opportunity to get out here and have that conversation. We're going to chat with Ken Santring, who's the president and CEO of PetroServe USA, a little later on in the program. Just talk about the economy and about the PetroServe USA stores. They're growing. They're doing some really innovative things. They're building a new store in Castleton. They're working on one at Wahpeton. They really just grow. So I want to talk a little bit about that from their perspective. So look forward to chatting with one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, PetroServe USA. And of course, this is the PetroServe USA studio today, literally at PetroServe USA in Harwood. So you can't beat that. What else we got for you? Steve Moore will be here, the great economist from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Is there a better named think tank in Washington, D.C. than that one, Kev? The Committee
to
Unleash Prosperity. Yeah. And, you know, the sad part of that deal is?
That we need a committee to do that?
that's one sad part of it.
What? When did we stop doing that?
It's not hard. It's not hard to unleash prosperity. We've seen this movie before, you know? We've done it. Done that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, wait a minute. That's what we do here.
My gosh. So, anyway, we'll talk to Steve Moore a little bit about that top of next hour. Senator John Hoeven is also going to join us on the program today. Little covered story in the media, but big, big, big decision by the Supreme Court of the United States this week. from Washington, D.C., on the waters of the U.S. The waters of the U.S. Was a weapon that this gentleman just waved at me to say, I stand for the flag. So $20 gift card from PetroServe USA, free car wash, and pick a hat out. All right? Come over here. I didn't quite hear you there, sir.
I stand for the flag.
They are coming in droves, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, absolutely. We're going to take good care of you. Pick out a hat. Is that a hat or is that a cap? I call them hats sometimes, but I think it's really a cap.
I think it's a cap, too.
It looks nice on you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you guys. Anyway, the decision was on the waters of the U.S., and what the Supreme Court did was rein in what the Biden administration was trying to do. So they did. They reined them in to say, you know, not every puddle is something you can govern as waters of the U.S. So it's a big decision. Senator Hoeven will be here to talk about that a little later on in the program today as well. And, of course, it's Open Phone Friday, so anything you'd like to talk about, go to it. We have a free MyPillow for one of our random callers today, so I've written down a number. And when that number of caller comes across our screen and we're chit-chatting with you today, another prize, MyPillow for you. So we have a lot of fun going on today on What's On Your Mind. To win it, call 701-271-1100. To win PetroServe USA gift card, $20 gift card, free car wash, and some flag swag. The caps are here. You just come into the Harwood location of PetroServe USA and tell us, I stand for the flag. Simple as that. I stand for the flag. No NFL snowflakes in this part of the world, are there? I don't think so. No. Is there a Colin Kaepernick in the crowd? I don't think so. We stand for the flag right here. Yeah. He's kind of falling off the radar,
isn't
he?
Yeah, where's he now?
Yeah. Although we did convert, what's her name, Griner. She's standing for the flag now.
Oh, yeah. She learned her lesson, apparently.
Evidently, yeah. Since the United States of America rescued her after her dumb antics, she's able to stand for the flag now. So
maybe gets it now.
How about that? We're very proud of that. Very proud of you. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-367-2054. First caller on Open Phone Friday. Let's get off to Ben in Rolog. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was listening to Stu Peters last night, and he has on Tuesdays and Thursdays a lady by the name of Deanna Lorraine. And I thought this would be interesting for you. And she started listing conservative talk show hosts and conservatives that have been kind of not real excited about all these vaccines. And she says, they're just out of the blue dying. And she started listing them.
Talk show hosts?
And she said, I'm only listing a few. And I thought that was kind of interesting. The people of the left, they don't play nice. And a real well-known doctor, I don't know well-known doctors, but one that was very much in on trying to tell people the problems of these vaccines, he had an interview with CNN, and after the interview, he said, I felt like I was poisoned. 2 days later, he died. And I just thought, you know, somebody might want to listen to it. It's pretty interesting. That you know, and she just listed name after name of conservatives.
So I don't know that I know of one.
Conservatives.
Yeah, I don't know that I know of one.
No, I don't. She started listing. She started listing names.
Yeah.
And I wasn't familiar with them. But there's a whole lot of things I'm not familiar with. I listen to the local gurus. That'd be you. And
do you trust us? Do you trust us, Ben?
Yes, I do.
You don't think we're the enemy of the people?
Yeah, you and Kevin are good.
So the two thirds of Americans that think the media is the enemy of the people, who do you think they're talking about?
Well, it sure ain't you guys. I'll tell you that much.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah.
And this doctor that had just been on CNN said after the interview, he said he felt he'd been poisoned, and 2 days later he died.
Wow.
So you guys might, if you want to listen to it, is Deanna Lorraine on Stu Peters. She's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and this was the Thursday. last night. So I
thank you, Ben.
Interesting.
Appreciate that.
You too. You guys have a great weekend.
Have a blessed Memorial
you too, buddy.
Weekend. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Ben. Thank you. 800-228-0550-701-271-1100. Don't forget, you can call us 24-7, and some folks do. We had a lot of off-air calls yesterday. 855-200-1776. Appreciate that. Most of you know the 701-271-1100 number. Hey, Joel in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, good morning. I want to let you know that I do stand for the flag. I always have, always will. Also wanted to let you know that there is a road march going on right now. The Brady Oberst Foundation is running this, and it's a 100-mile road march done in 33 hours. I don't know if anybody's doing the whole 100 miles, but I will be participating in the last 15 miles of that with a rucksack on my back with some veteran friends of mine, and just wanted to, you know,
hang on a sec, Joel, if you want
to. Thank you. Yeah, let's hear about this.
Want to know more about it. That's a neat, neat deal. We'll do that after this. Just stay tight. More coming up.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys, and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the University of Mary today. Our friends at University of Mary are committed to supporting members of our armed forces with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, Mary's military team, they have a military service team, actually, ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military. military. Back with Joe in Fargo. So, Joe, tell us more about this event you're participating in, the Brady Oberg Foundation.
Well, it's a 100-mile road march with a rucksack on your back for veterans, and I guess anybody who wanted to support veterans, they could go to the Brady Oberg Foundation. I'm not sure if it's .com or .org, and you can sign up, you can donate. What we're going to be doing is basically going on a road march with our, you know, with a group of people. I think this gives, you know, the training that I've done so far, it's given me an opportunity to train with other veterans, and it, you know, it's really cool because there's a lot of camaraderie. It's kind of like old times, you know. So if there is a veteran who is struggling with depression or something, they could sign up for an event like this or other events that the Oberg Foundation, you know, support. And you get together with other veterans, camaraderie, gets you out of the house, gets you out of your funk, gets you doing something that, you know, maybe you're once happy or proud of doing. And I know the training's been, you know, it's hard, but it's been a lot of fun. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And,
your website
at 5 a.m.
starts tomorrow at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, that's when I start my 15 miles with my group.
Amazing. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for telling us about this. By the way, the website is BradyObergLegacyFoundation.org. BradyObergLegacyFoundation.org. And for folks that don't know, Brady was a small-town boy that grew up in Yulin, Minnesota. And right now, his Legacy Foundation is all about providing veterans and their families information and opportunities to sustain a happy, fulfilling life. PTSD, often suffered in silence. And this has been around since 2015 when they founded this in honor of Brady, who was a combat veteran that suffered from PTSD and cared deeply about his fellow brothers and sisters in arms. So I hope folks take advantage of this weekend and join you in taking it in. And the border-to-border ruck march is happening over 2 days. Starts today, goes tomorrow, sixth annual event. I'm having a hard time.
It's awesome. It's just awesome.
But at 4 a.m. they started this morning. 4 a.m.
Get going. Yeah, I think Janae, our team, is going to be a part of a team, too.
From CrossFit Fargo.
Yep.
And they get to Yulin tonight, and they regroup and go out to the cemetery. And after a short ceremony, they continue between Fargo and Moore and the Veterans Bridge. So pretty awesome, that's for sure, and appropriate event for Memorial Day weekend.
And thank you for your service.
Thanks, Joel.
Absolutely. Thank
Appreciate you. Yep, you bet. 701-271-1100. Love our listeners. The best, the best, the best, the best. A lot of folks standing for the flag.
Yeah.
You better get on up here. I got a fistful of these $20 gift cards from PetroServe USA, but we got a lot of Patriots out in our audience, Kev, and they're pouring in here, picking up some flag swag.
Don't we know it?
$20 gift card from PetroServe USA on us, and free car wash as well, so kind of fun.
Think about, you know, just taking like a walk or doing a march or maybe even doing a little jog or something, but then throw that rucksack on your back.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's next level. That really is.
A gentleman stopped here and said, since you're Irish, he wanted me to give you a little plaque.
Okay.
He's sending home to the studio with me.
Okay.
And it's an Irish blessing. It says, as you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never point the wrong way.
Hey, amen to that, brother.
Well, there you go. All right.
And if the road road won't rise up to meet you, take the lower path.
There you go. It's on the way for you, Kev.
All right, very good. Thank you.
We're live at the PetroServe USA in Harwood today. That's where we're giving away the $20 gift cards from PetroServe USA and the free car washes along with some flag swag, the hats. If you stop by and see us, PetroServe USA, Harwood location off of exit, the Harwood exit off I-29. And nice thing today, when you stop by and say, I stand for the flag, we we find out how many great patriots are out there in the Flag family audience, so we appreciate you very much. Still to come on the show, Steve Moore will be here from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, The Economist, and Senator John Hoeven talk about the Supreme Court decision on the Waters of the U.S. project this week, so which is good news for farmers. Looking forward to hearing more about that. Ken Satring from PetroServe USA will join us a little later on, talk about this great company and how things are growing as well. New Rasmussen poll is out that I'd love your reaction on. And the poll says that two-thirds of Americans now view the media as the enemy of the people. And let's just break this down a second. I would get a distrust of the media. I certainly would. It's just distrust is sort of infecting the entire United States of America. We distrust members of Congress, politicians, you know, more and more institutions of, you know, former staples of this country. So distrust I would get. Enemy of the people, I think, is a recognition by fully two-thirds of the American people that the media gets up every day, and I would refer to this as the legacy media. That's how I do. Old media is another term I use. New media is talk radio. It's online sources. It's, you know, a webcast you're watching or something like that. Old media is ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, same old networks. All the newspapers, that to me is the legacy media. This this term from Rasmussen is just the media, and it says two-thirds of Americans feel like the media is the enemy of the people. Do you feel like the enemy is the media of the people? And what media do you trust? My question of the day as we go today on the program, 271-1100 to let me know, 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 on the program today. All right? Here's some of your texts we'll squeeze in before the break. Let's see here. I don't have my usual sources.
You know, a lot of the thing you talk about, you know, the media, the enemy of the people, the media that they're talking about are literally propagandists. I mean, CNN, the MSNBCs of the world. And,
yeah, they're in cahoots.
That's what we're talking. That's what we're saying. I mean,
prime example, Kev,
yep.
is what happened with the Durham report.
It's I mean, sad.
You go back now and look at their tweets and everything else. Yeah. Oh, there was collusion. There was everything else. They were lying.
I mean, you and I have both worked with great true journalists in our careers, and it's just sad that it's dying. On true journalism is just dying on so many fronts. It's also partisan and sided. It's just, it's nauseous. It makes me, it's just nauseating.
Texter says, don't think for a minute that that person, Greiner, the basketball player, is standing for the national anthem because she wants to.
I'm sure right.
Plenty of people said, you do it or you're done.
Exactly.
The players' union, don't let them say, do it or you're done. You remember the whole George Floyd the banner at the center field of the team?
Oh, yeah.
That was done for one reason, the players' union. You know, either you put the banner up or we're not playing. That's the kind of games they play. Players' unions are a big reason that all this wokeness has infected Major League Sports. They absolutely are. We'll get some more of these texts when we continue on What's on Your Mind and chat with Ken Satring from PetroServe USA Hartwood today.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. With the 2024 presidential election starting to take shape, with a plethora of GOP candidates, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis take the lead on the GOP side, some Democrats are also going after President Biden's seat. RFK Jr. on Fox News last night.
There's so many Americans who feel like the whole system, the economic system and the political system are rigged against them, but also that elections are actually rigged. And I think it's really important that the Democratic Party make itself a template for democracy.
An international coalition will start training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets. As Russia's war on Ukraine rages on, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters that training will be a significant undertaking. He said the Netherlands and Denmark will lead the training in Europe in the coming weeks. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I stand for the flag. That doesn't surprise any of us, does it?
No.
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. We're live in the PetroServe USA studios today. And I think these specials are calling your name, Kev, because today PetroServe USA, two pulled pork sandwiches, a side of beans, and a side of coleslaw for $8.99.
Saw that.
Yeah.
That's yes. Yes and yes.
PetroServe USA Harwood location. There's also cookies today, those famous cookies, two for a dollar. Free popcorn with an 8-gallon fill. I'm gonna say, okay, I got 16-gallon tanks, so I think I'll have two of those popcorns because they're that good. We love them. 27 before the top of the hour, we are at PetroServe USA, the Harwood location. Just spoke to a woman from Kindred that was listening, came up, said, I don't listen to anything else. You're the only media I listen to. And a gentleman that's a Vietnam vet listening and stopped
Kindred,
by for...
out there in Kindred, go Vikings!
Lives in Kindred, exactly right. So they're coming in from all over PetroServe USA in Harwood today, and we appreciate it. We'll be here till 11 o'clock, so come on by and get yourself a $20 gift certificate. Courtesy of Kent Sentry and the team at PetroServe USA. Hello, Kent.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome welcome to PetroServe USA, and we're going to have a great Memorial Day driving season kickoff started here, so looks like we're going to have to make some more gift cards.
Little tradition for us here.
We've done it many years, haven't we?
To come kick off the busy, you know, driving weekends, and been to Valley City a few times and here a couple of times as well. So it's great fun. And this Harwood store is, we were just talking to the mayor of Harwood, and he was raving about what a good neighbor you are.
Oh, and the city of Harwood has been good to us. We've got 12 fueling locations here for gas and expanded the store to about 7,000 square feet. And the big diesel islands, and boy, it is busy. Wow. This has been such a busy morning. I just can't, I guess it's summer driving, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And there's, you know, you wonder about the economy because you hear so many signals in the national media, and, you know, you wonder, are we immune to it here? And then you see the amount of construction going on, the amount of construction workers here, and you say, things are pretty vibrant. What about, from your perspective, how's the economy doing?
Yeah, well, at this store, you know, it's easy off, easy on, easy off the interstate. People don't have to put up with the traffic. But, yeah, our stores have been, we've got good quality food with our Cafe USA. We've got good service, good customer loyal base. So, yeah, we're We're rock and rolling at PetroServe USA.
Things are booming.
Yep.
And the price of gas is what it is, probably going to be there for a while, given the current political environment, huh?
You know, it's so volatile with what can happen with Ukraine and with crude oil prices, so it's really hard to tell. Yeah, I don't see it going down a lot, but...
And you're expanding. That'd be another sign of a good economy.
Yeah, yep. We're just finished up this store in Harwood. We're currently building a store in Castleton. That'll be done in August. And that'll be almost the entire city block will be a car wash like what we have here in Harwood, building that in Castleton, Cafe USA, small grocery line, and lots of pumps again to fill gas and nice diesel presence. So, and then we're also starting a store up in Wahpeton. That'll be starting probably in about a month, and that will finish up in March of next year.
So that sounds to me like you're bully for the economy of this region. And
oh, yeah. This region is not affected by recession that I can see ever. I mean, we've got the sugar beet industry. We've got farming. We've got industry. We've got technology. Lots of good things happening in North Dakota. Oh, we have a business climate in North Dakota, too.
Which helps.
Helps a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's been going on for some time. Compare, the business climate here to the business climate in Minnesota.
It's totally different. I mean, we're in the land of opportunity here, and Minnesota is unfortunately the land of regulations and taxes, and so it's a difficult place, especially on a border city. You know, you always see Moorhead is smaller than Fargo, and East Grand Forks is smaller than Grand Forks, and Breckenridge is smaller than Wahpeton. And, you know, it's not a mystery why we're building in Wahpeton, because you have less gas tax, you have less tax on everything, you have less intrusion by the government. So North Dakota's got a lot of great things going for them.
Yeah, I didn't think of that, but I imagine, when you have a business on the border and you have a choice, you are going to pick the North Dakota side. That's... An easy decision when you're that close, right?
Yeah. Gas tax and cigarette tax are just two examples of why we're in Harwood and not on the Minnesota side.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, so we talked about Wahpeton, and that's under construction or will be soon?
We'll be starting in about a month.
And same location?
Yep, we're tearing down the little tiny store we have there, and we built the lumberyard building next to it, and we're going to expand that greatly. That'll be about another 7,000 square foot store. Valley City's a 9,100 square foot store, so most of our stores in the old days were like 2,000, 2,500 square feet, but now with our Cafe USA with the Broster chicken and the hors d'oeuvres that we serve and the pizza and the fresh made hamburgers, you know, you need a lot more room, and of course you need more seating and you need more parking, so our stores are bigger.
You know, every day on the show we get to talk about the lunch specials, and it really is amazing. It's like each one of these stores are kind of that small-town cafe with the special of the day being something you can't resist. I mean, you've really made a mark with good home cooking, haven't you?
Yeah, we really are known for quality foods and a place you can stop, get grab-and-go, quick food, very reasonable. So, I think that's been a real niche for us.
But the specials are just, just like mom made.
Yeah, and you have done such a great job building that business for us, Scott. I have lots of people that tell me, gosh, I can't believe all the specials you have at all the different stores. And some people listen to that to get to where the Swedish meatballs are. So, yeah, you do a great job for us. And we have a great staff that, makes high-quality food.
Speaking of staff, how's the hiring going?
You know, We've really made a lot of strides there. We have got back up to almost COVID levels, pre-COVID levels. So, yeah, we were down from 560 employees down to about 390. And so
just because you couldn't hire them, you couldn't find them.
Couldn't find them, yeah. They all, some didn't want to come to work because of the fear of COVID, and some, just retired. And so but we're back up now close to 500, so.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, probably $18 an hour. You know, we've got a high pay rate, and we're getting a lot more full-time people now. So, yeah, I think people have come back to work, and we've got a good competitive wage and a good place to work and new stores to work at. So I think that's all been good for us.
What are you seeing wholesale-wise on the inflation front?
That has come off a little bit, but, you know, like the price of eggs, for example, we use lots of eggs here for our sandwiches, and in Valley City we cook omelets. Of course, that went through the roof, and we tried to hold our prices. I think we did a pretty good job of that, but now the prices are coming off a little bit, the wholesale prices, but they're still quite high.
Yeah, and when you pay $18 an hour, and the cost of everything you buy that's sitting on the shelves costs more.
Right.
It's going to cost the consumer more, and everybody's seen that across the board.
It's going to show up in the price of a hamburger.
But yeah. You think that hits a plateau and starts coming the other way?
I do. Yeah, I believe it will come down. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
What else are we going to talk about? Grand Forks. We should talk about the fact that Valley Dairy Stores are part of the PetroServe USA family.
Right.
And you're doing some interesting branding up there, some changes, right?
Right. This fall, we'll be changing the Valley Dairy name over to PetroServe USA, be a little more efficient in our advertising and marketing, and we're proud of the Valley Dairy name. It was great for all the years we had it up there, but with our marathon red, white, and blue colors, PetroServe kind of matches a little bit better than the greens, and so we want to make it all one family. And we're the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison. We're the official convenience store of UND Athletics, and we'll be making a large gift to them to sponsor their fueling programs for their athletes, and so we're excited about what's going to happen up in Grand Forks.
Smart politics to be an equally robust sponsor and backer of UND as well as NDSU.
Yep, we also back Valley City State and our stores there. We just purchased two new stores in Valley City, the Senex Hardware Store that has convenience store items, and we've purchased the Senex Convenience Store there and also the Senex in Litchfield. So we sponsor, you know, a few different universities pretty significantly.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about fuel and ethanol. You've been one of the early champions of choice at the pump with ethanol. How's the industry doing?
You know, as far as on the retail side, we're selling lots of E15. We don't sell as much E85 anymore because manufacturers quit making engines that would burn E85. But E15 is really taking off. It's, you know, 10 to 15 cents cheaper than gasoline, and it's you know, choice at the pump. We always say puts change in your pocket, and so we offer that choice. You'll see it right out here. We've got E15, we've got E10, we've got premium 100% gasoline. No ethanol, so there's choice there, but more and more people are using E15. That's getting to be the fuel.
And why are you a champion of ethanol?
Well, you know, we're owned by farmers, and we are all about revitalizing rural communities. We're in Harwood here, which is a tiny rural community, and we wanted to make it a special community. So that's really what we're all about, and we revitalize rural communities by helping farmers. So we want to sell the farm fuel. We don't want to sell fuel from countries that don't like us and don't want us to do well. So, you know, it just makes sense to sell farmers fuel and revitalize Wahpeton and Castleton and, you know, all these smaller communities.
And now to know the amount of corn that are going to ethanol plants and what that's doing for the ag economy is pretty phenomenal.
Oh, it's made such a difference in the last 20 years when, you know, Governor Hovind first started working on that. It really made a difference where you didn't have any jobs in a rural community. You know, Castleton's got big jobs now. Guess what? They won the state boys and state girls basketball tournament because they got all those workers there, and they have children. So that's just all about revitalization.
It's awesome. Ken, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the hospitality, as always, and the sponsorship and the partnership. We appreciate it very much.
We appreciate it also. Thank you.
PetroServe USA Studios at Harwood, North Dakota today at the PetroServe USA location. Remember, the lunch specials, two pulled pork sandwiches, side of beans, side of coleslaw, $8.99. PetroServe USA cookies, two for a buck. Free popcorn with an 8-gallon fill. The Caribbean cream slushies any size are 99 cents. Fountain pop any size, 79 cents. Same with coffee. And then a few of their great specials like Giant Seeds, the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Chex Mix or Bugles, 99 cents. Old Trapper Jerky, 4-ounce bags are $5.99. And my personal favorite, those salted nut rolls, two for a buck. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Come on by and see us in Harwood today or any of the great locations for PetroServe USA. Short break, back with more after a timeout. And I see a couple of those $20 gift cards left from PetroServe USA. Come on in and tell us you stand for the flag, and they're yours on What's on Your Mind Today.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Country music singers have always been a real close family, but lately some of my kinfolk have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because...
How old is Hank today?
Changed my...
74. Junior is 74 years old.
I guess I went and broke their...
They broke the mold.
Tradition.
There you go. Oh,
they break the mold after Hank Jr.?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, no, Hank III is quite a character, too, his son. He's kind of a rocking country guy.
Couple of extra numbers here on the media survey. That's interesting. And by the way, Kerry Lake, I think, coined the phrase, the media is not the enemy of the people. She says often you're on the wrong side of history. She kind of been on top of this all along. Nearly two-thirds of Americans call the media the enemy of the people. The poll also noted that among Democrats there's been an 11-point drop in trust in the media. Even some honest Democrats out there said, this isn't real. Overall, a majority of 52% of Americans say they do not trust the political news they're getting from the establishment media. This is indeed a mind-blowing damnation of the regime press. That's a good name, regime press. I like that one.
Yeah. Regime press and what do they say, forever, when they took the trans thing, forever Halloween.
Tell me if you are in that camp of that, but believing the media is the enemy of the people. And we had one nice gentleman come up here, and he said, truly, you know, talk radio, and you guys specifically are media I trust, and that's about it. That is, you have no idea how much that means to us, because we take that seriously. Here's the deal with talk radio as a medium. What can't you do to a newspaper or to a television newscast? You can't real time say I disagree with you. You can with us. I mean, the listeners are what hold us accountable. If I get on here and say that Hillary Clinton is lovely and would make a good president, you're going to call and ask if I've been dropped on my head. You know, and
you fall off your chair. What's wrong with you?
And or some basic simple thing that
exactly
we present as a fact. You know, it doesn't happen.
You know what? One thing about how they're the enemy of the people is that they, while the people have evolved, while the population have evolved, we've got more than three nightly news sources. We don't have to rely on Walter Cronkite anymore. But these people, for some reason, think that we're that stupid and that we haven't evolved in any way where we get our information. And they just keep spewing it out, and we go, well, wait a minute. You said that I thought New York was going to be underwater right now. Here, I got a video of Al Gore 20 years ago, but you're still saying it. I mean, you know, they think we're that forgetful, that we have no memory at all of any of this stuff, and they need to learn that that's not the case. We're on to you.
Media is absolutely the enemy of the people. Trump mentioned that some years ago, and the left was in an uproar. Oh, yeah, I don't like to be called enemy of the people.
Well, look what Nazis, I mean, you can go back to the minute that, even back to when word was spread on horseback, and there's all kinds of way to manipulate the message.
Texter says, Scott, how are the flag's ratings doing? I'm curious to know how many conservatives we have out there. We have two flag outlets that What's on Your Mind is airing on. Of course, that would be out in the Bakken as well as in Fargo. And I will tell you this, there are really obscure rating services out there that ask listeners, and what they do is they call on a landline. If you have a landline, they have a chance of getting you, and then they give you a little diary to keep track of what you're listening to. We opt out. We don't subscribe. What we've done is demonstrated the listenership via the listeners and their buying habits. And the advertisers that we have will tell you that the flag ratings are bigger than they've ever been, because they continue to amaze. Today is a good example. I mean, it's just, you know, a flood of people coming in here to say, I stand for the flag. I mean, so the listenership is great. I think, as to your point of knowing how many conservatives we have out there, I don't think there's any doubt that that is a strong number, especially this part of the world. They are. And what they get from the flag, they don't get anywhere else. So,
well,
it's,
you know, that
it's not
one
a,
form,
it's not a, it's not a fair fight.
And that one form of ratings you're talking about is not the way that they do it, and the methodology, like you were talking about, landline, it's just so outdated. We elect, and I like that we really look at analytics. We look at a lot of things that happen on our stream. The numbers are awesome. We have our peeps, and we love you.
Yeah, that's a good point. stream is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really has been going crazy.
On the online, and that can tell you how many people are listening on the air, too.
I can remember how many texts we got the last couple of weeks when they did the update on the Android app. They updated an Android app, and then for some reason, everybody that does a stream, I don't know how many text messages we got, like, hey, your app's cutting out. Sorry, but you had, and if it is cutting out, you haven't updated the app, you need to do that, because that's the problem.
There you go. Exactly right. Five before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. We are at PetroServe USA in Harwood today, and we blew through our first fistful of the $20 gift cards, and Ken Santring has given us some more to give you. So if you're out and about, yeah, exactly. Come on into the PetroServe USA location in Harwood. Tell us, I stand for the flag. I stand for the flag. And we're going to slap a $20 PetroServe USA gift card in your hand. Isn't that something? Yeah. And a PetroServe USA car wash, and give you a chance at some flag swag, some of those caps. Okay. Sean is on the road traveling I-94, wants to weigh in on the enemy of the people. Called in just before the break here, so hang tight, John. We'll get to you right after the break.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.